Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Bro, listen to the kids.
It's time to play round one of Beat the Bank Kids Edition.
Yeah, man.
We're doing it all week long, and don't worry if you don't get in this hour. We'll play again an hour from now. We've had different categories for the kids based on the toys. This time around,
yeah,
we would like a girl between the ages of 6 and 10 to call in to play Beat the Bank Kids Edition.
All right, little girls between 6 and 10 years of age.
And now this is based on the prizes, not because we're discriminating. This is the best prize for these.
Sorry,
for these
Emma
girls.
Kelly, but your mom's Kelly. And
yeah, you can't
Well,
win.
My neighbor can play, right?
Your neighbor can play.
Reese loves this game so much. My little neighbor Reese, and she is 7.
Okay, we'll take.
Luck, so hopefully she is listening.
We'll take caller number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll get going right there with Beat the Bank Kids Edition.
Got it.
We'll get back to the money next week, by the way. Adults get to play, too. Don't worry.
Grown folks next week.
Yes, right. Yes. Here's something for the grown folk.
Okay.
You can help kids while scoring a once-in-a-lifetime trip to the Napa Valley.
Oh.
Now, we've always talked about this. This is like super romantic status.
Yeah. I know. I've never been to wine country before.
Yeah.
Awesome. I got to get a boyfriend first, and then I'm going to get into wine, and then I'm going to go.
Then you're going to get married and have babies.
No, yeah. But it's a great getaway, too, for the girls if you want to do a girls' trip, especially for this.
That's true.
Yeah, because we're auctioning a trip for two to Live in the Vineyard where you're going to get your fill of music, wine, and food. Okay. Andy Grammer's going to be there, our buddy.
Yeah.
Lucas Graham, Zella Day, Sean Hook.
Lucas Graham's the one that sings that 7 years old song, isn't it?
Once I was 20 years old.
That there you go. So good.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be there,
like
Kelly.
That song. It's No by Meghan Trainor, but it's still very good.
Ingrid Michaelson will be there and more. Now, big thanks to our friends at Southwest Airlines, A-Loft Hotels,
easy
and Live in the Vineyard.
Say.
I know, right? You can get the eBay link when you visit kidnation.com. The bidding's going to end 7 Central this Sunday night.
Okay. So you bid on it and then win it, support kids, and win a trip to the vineyard.
How cool is that? That's a win-win-win situation
cool.
Right there.
Yeah.
Big Al, do you have your rap ready by chance?
I do indeed, sir.
Because we got a text here asking, is Big Al still on drugs? Because you were doing the codeine scissor for your sickness.
I am.
That is a legitimate question to ask.
First it was 98 bebes. Now Leuschend. What universe is this?
It's sad that we get it. Al needs to just pass out some of the scissor so we can be on the same page.
I thought
page.
About you this morning when I was doing my toast.
Yeah.
I toast with my scissor.
What do you do?
I take my little two tablespoons of scissor, I guess. I don't know what it is.
It's just good.
It's cough syrup with codeine.
It's good, though.
It's cough syrup with painkiller
in
it.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
It's good, man.
Yeah.
What's your toast?
Oh.
What's a sample?
I can't repeat it on the radio. I'll tell you off the air.
It's a bad toast?
You have an inappropriate scissor toast at 4 a.m.?
Of course.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Doesn't codeine make you tired?
Yes, you're not supposed to have alcohol with it, so I could only do a semi-shot this morning.
Yeah, you're not supposed to drink on it. It makes you itchy after a few days. Have you noticed that?
No, that made me itchy.
It makes your skin itchy.
Vicodin does that when I take a painkiller.
That's what you're taking.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Codeine is Vicodin?
You're taking a liquid painkiller.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I don't take a lot of medicine, so I didn't know that.
I don't take a lot of medicine.
I don't either.
I'm very lucky. I'm kind of healthy like that.
Yeah, knock on wood. I've been.
I'm like a little pharmacist. So.
You are.
Actually, I don't take anything anymore, but I know a lot about about that kind of stuff. It's just because I used to get sick a lot as a kid.
Now, in fact, my girlfriend asked me, she was out of town when I went to the doctor last week. She goes, I said, well, he gave me a shot, and then he gave me some pills, and he gave me the only thing I knew was the pain, the cough syrup with codeine.
Probably got a steroid shot and antibiotics.
So she goes,
right?
What shot did he give you? I don't know. I didn't ask.
Steroid.
He said, I'm going to give you a shot. I trust the doctor.
You had bronchitis, so you got a steroid shot.
Okay. Yeah. I did not even ask. It's probably still silly on my part, but I didn't ask.
Were you were you contagious?
I don't think so.
Because you were with us all week long, super sick, and like coughing and standing next to us.
Yeah, I say
hugging.
That because, I mean, I was trying to be a little cautious and not like hug real tight and turn my face when I did. But just by the simple fact that nobody seemed to have gotten sick that was around me, and we were in close quarters in that RV.
I washed my hands like crazy. I'm surprised I didn't get sick. I think it was our vitamin shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, our vitamin shot.
I really think that helped me.
It may have helped me, too.
All right, Big Al, let's see how you do. Let's play.
Beat the bank. Beat for kids. Beat for kids.
Horrible.
Can't drive. Don't smoke. Daddy's job. Keep her off the pole.
Oh, my God.
Beat for kids.
That doesn't even rhyme.
No, and...
And it's vulgar.
We asked for 6 to 10-year-old girls.
Daddy's job.
No,
this is for
we heard you the first time.
Because now kids are saying, what does that mean, mommy? Don't.
Daddy's no. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Why are you saying you're welcome?
You're doing a Chris Rock stand-up routine. You're welcome?
You're welcome.
All right. Hopefully we didn't taint this young lady here. Boston Marie, how are you doing this morning?
And the answer to the previous question, yes, still heavily on drugs.
Yes.
He is.
Boston?
Hi, Boston.
What a cool name. Hi.
Boston?
Oh.
I'm going to ask, are you 6 years old?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
What a cool name, Boston.
Who are you with right now?
My mom.
Yeah, your mom?
She really likes your morning news.
Thank you.
How do you feel about the morning show, Boston?
I really like it, too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Boston.
Who's your favorite? Boston?
Yeah,
we lost.
Yeah.
Boston.
All of you.
Oh, see?
See, that's a diplomatic answer. Thanks, Mom.
Good job.
Mom knows how to do this.
Mom's like, all of them.
Miss Kelly, I'm from South Carolina.
Yay! What city are you in?
Your mom was.
Huh? What?
Hilton Head.
Hilton Head, you fancy.
Yeah, you are fancy.
All right.
All right, let's play.
Okay,
right.
Boston, here's how the rules work, okay? We're going to put you inside the toy vault. Not really. You're going to stay with your mom. But
figuratively.
We're going to be throwing toys your way, okay? So some guy's going to be saying a toy. If you think that's the best toy that we're going to have for this round of Beat the Bank, you just yell stop, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything that you kind of have your mindset on right now? What toy would you really like?
What I really would like is a toy car that I can drive in.
Oh,
like an electric car.
Yeah.
Those
are cool.
We'll see. We don't know what's in the vault.
That's actually pretty cool. Okay.
Okay, so remember, you have to yell really loud to stop, because if that door closes before your sweet little voice yells stop, you're not going to get anything, Boston. And we want to make sure you get a really cool prize, okay?
Okay.
All right, get ready.
Hey, Boston, let's practice a stop so we know what you sound like. Let me hear one.
Stop.
Oh, that is
perfect.
Just like that, okay, Boston?
Perfect.
Well done.
All right, let's get ready. Get inside that toy vault and play
Beat the Bank.
Kids Edition.
A Polaroid camera. $75 gift card to the movies.
Stop.
She likes movies.
Oh my gosh. Boston,
awesome.
That'll get you a bunch of movies and snacks.
Will.
Boston,
awesome.
That was the cutest response of all time.
Stop.
Oh, Boston.
All right, Boston. So you got $75 to watch some movies. Congratulations. You excited?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just for giggles.
Just for giggles. We like to see what else was in the bank vault. You already got your prize, okay? This is just for fun, just to see what else we had in there. So don't worry about what you hear.
A case of Season 3 Shopkins.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
A $250 gift card to Toys R Us.
Oh, that hurts.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
That
$100 gift card
to
Toys R Us.
Hey.
That's all right.
You know what? But you were so happy to get that movie gift card. We were very excited for you, Boston.
You did well. Yep.
Congratulations.
Good job, Boston.
She's like, yeah, I was.
Get a lot
excited.
Of popcorn.
Yeah.
I was. Milk excited.
All right, Boston, hold on. We'll get you all set up with your $75 gift card to the movies.
Cute.
That was so cute.
That will get you one movie and some snacks.
That was
cute. That was the cutest response right
there. It was. Very nice. Very nice.
We'll play again an hour from now. We'll have different set of toys for a different age group. So make sure you're listening less than an hour from now, actually. Like 50 minutes away.
I like that prize.
I do like that prize. And coming up next,
My name is no. My sign is no. My number is no. You need to let it go.
We were on vacation last week, but luckily, Nick, Elena, and part-time Justin were in the building.
Yay.
To take a nice call from Meghan Trainor, who wanted to talk about her new song, No. We'll hear how that interview went, and I hear that she had a blast with them.
Really?
So we'll hear all about that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass,
no trouble.
So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you.
Man, Meghan Trainor's got some hits, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Like it.
You forget how many hits she has until you put them in a montage. So, this is her latest one, No. And we were on vacation last week after the Raspberry road trip. And Meghan Trainor wanted to call in and talk about No. Like, oh, we
said yes.
And we said, yeah, we definitely would love to have Meghan on the show. Luckily for us, Nick was in the studio, Elena was in the studio, and part-time Justin were in the studio.
Good.
And they took Meghan Trainor's call.
And we love the new song, No.
Yes.
And she just won the Grammy for Best New Artist a few weeks ago.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, guys. Meghan Trainor.
Yay!
You beautiful bassy woman!
Yes, queen!
Yes, girl!
sorry, Meghan, Justin is freaking out right now. He loves you.
My knuckles are over here shaking, girl.
I love you too.
He's crying. He's getting emotional just like you did at the Grammys the other day.
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh.
Are you still on cloud nine?
Absolutely. People have been asking me, like, are you over it? I'm like, how can I ever be over
that? Yeah, when do you get over that? I don't think you do.
No, you don't. You never do. I'll never get over that day. That was literally my movie day, the greatest day of my life.
Yeah, girl. And we're so proud of you, and we are so feeling this new song. No, 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 girl.
I have to tell you, I have decided I think it's going to be like my anthem for this year. I love it. God. I've listened to it probably 20 times in the past 2 days.
Wow.
It's perfect because I'm a single girl going out all the time, and these guys are everywhere, and they're the worst.
So worst.
I just got to tell him, no.
I don't want to tell everyone, like, yo, I met my boyfriend at a club. He hit on me. It was dope.
Like, it was dope. See, sometimes I feel like I need to say yes, like when they offer me a free drink.
Anything free is great. $3.99.
Hey, if a guy was going to buy you a drink, what would you order, Meghan? What's your drink of choice at the club?
Don Julio on the rocks with 2 limes, please.
No.
Don Julio. She wanted Don.
You're even better than I thought you were.
My older brother taught me that. He's like, let's drink this, like, just straight tequila, and so we don't have, like, sugar, so the hangover will be less worse. But the hangover's always bad.
I just gagged a little.
Has there ever been a bad pickup line you've gotten? Like, what's the worst hit on someone's done on you?
This one time I was dancing in the middle of the dance floor, as I do, and this guy came up to me. I think he was foreign. I don't know. I think he was from a different country, but he, All About the Bass came on, and we were all dancing.
Like,
perfect.
Oh, my God, is this you?
Oh.
And then he just started, like, taking a picture of me, and I was like, no, you don't have to do that. That's okay. Don't do that. Like, ask me if you want a picture. Don't just take my pic because you heard everyone say, yes, queen, it's your song.
The new song is all about saying no to the guys and everything. You know, the cheesy guys at the club. So Justin and I, we want to try out some pickup lines on you, Meghan. We want to see what you'll say no to and what you'll say yes to.
I'm so ready for this.
Justin, do you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. All right, let me try this on you, Maggie Poo. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just the left sock looking for the right one. Do you want to pair up and see if we make the perfect match?
Oh, God.
He claims that's an original.
Nasty socks.
Thank you.
Oh, nasty socks? Nah, girl, these are some fresh socks. These Hanes.
Okay. I think she's going to say yes to me, guys. Here we go, Meghan. So we're at the club. All right.
Good start.
Sup, girl? You're hotter than the bottom of my laptop. Yeah, you can I buy you a drink? Wow,
I might just laugh at that so hard in your face that I might think it's cute. I'm like, wow, I know what you mean, man. My laptop gets
my laptop
heated.
My laptop does get hot, yeah.
That was my goal. I was going for cute points. That was my goal.
Cute always wins.
That's part of the interview that we had with Meghan Trainor with Nick and Elena and Justin. The full interview will be on Kid TV. We'll post it up at 8:45 Central.
So sounds way fun.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you want to watch it on Kid TV at 8:45 Central, and then I'm sure we'll put it up later at Kid Nation.
How old is she? Like 24, 25?
Really young. Like 22, 23, something like that, right? All right. But Elena's in here with us to talk about that.
Hi.
She talked about Harry Styles, Charlie Puth, and there's plenty more.
Them. Yes.
She wrote with Harry Styles.
Yeah. Oh. She made out with Charlie Puth?
Yeah, she made out with Charlie Puth.
I don't care about that. What does she write with Harry Styles? I don't know. But
we'll
I need to know.
Yeah.
I'd like to know that.
We wanted to know
if she was going
to
be writing with him more.
Yeah.
And she answered that question. So you'll find out if you watch it later.
There you go.
Two things. Did I hear a dog in there?
I heard a rough.
I mean,
I feel like a dog barking in the background.
You can blame Nick's adorable golden retriever, Sam, for that.
It was on our side. Okay.
Oh, yeah. She was super. She just got really excited about Meghan Trainor. And I was like, I feel you.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That was a fun day.
She was as excited as Justin was, man. And Elena, yes!
I love her. She's so cute.
Yeah.
Yes! Queen.
Love it.
She's my favorite.
Elena, since you're in here, we might as well get into a little Tinder Tuesday.
I think we ought to.
Because you got a couple things you want to get to?
It feels right.
How's it been going?
You know, about the same. About the same. No real changes for me. But. Bumble app has a new update, and you can make friends on it, like girlfriends. Like, watch the season finale of The Bachelor with me and chug wine.
What? You could set friend dates?
Yes!
I like that. See, Bumble was created by the woman who helped start Tinder.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She was kind of burned.
She's got more she's got women's sensibilities, and a lot of times you need a good group of girlfriends. We all want to have that Sex in the City squad.
Of course we do.
That's all Taylor Swift has done. She's recreated Sex in the City for the modern generation.
Brought it real. Yeah, made it real.
So, anyway.
I think I like that. Kind of genius. It's so great because I had to switch over and start playing with it just to see. I have so many great friends here. Sure, yeah. And there's so many girls in here that are like, I just graduated and moved here for work. I'm new. I don't know anyone. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll take shots with you. We can do that together.
It's hard to make girlfriends. But what's the setting? Because when I was on one of those ones, I wanted to see girls in that way too, you know? So I selected all for gender or whatever, like looking for men and women, but that only gives you
blurry.
That only gives you men and women that are looking for either men or women.
This is for strictly for friendships,
so it's
not
in,
for that.
You need to update your app, obviously, and then it's in like the managing settings, and you can switch over to BFF, and the text color is green instead of yellow, and so it's able to kind of keep those things separate.
Yeah.
Love it.
But it's so great.
Can dudes do the friend thing?
I was just thinking that, JC. I don't think dudes are going to be apt to finding another homeboy.
Does Grindr have that feature?
Maybe. Maybe they need to.
And Grindr for love only?
Well, yeah, but so was Bumble. So maybe Grindr has a bromance feature.
Let me go to bromatch.com.
Bromatch.com.
But if you're a new dude in a town, like girls, if you're new to town, you want to find guys that you want to go start a kickball team.
Go to a bar.
Yeah.
Go to a bar.
I love your guys.
Go to a bar.
Speaking of a bar,
if you're a new dude in town and you want to start a
just go to the mat. I'll be your friend.
I don't want to meet someone at a bar, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm past.
Is there an ideal place to meet somebody?
A dude will go. Like, if you're in from out of town, say, for example, you're at your hotel, you'll go to a local bar and just have a drink and then hope to either the bartender or somebody there, find out some locals and find out, you know, who's cool to hang out with rather than go online. I don't really see guys going online to find homeboys to hang out with.
I guess you meet friends at the gym.
Yeah, there's places.
Other places.
Yeah, like if you need a workout buddy, you could do that on the
Bumble. And it feels weird because you match with a girl. And it's kind of a strange setup because I'm swiping through these girls and I'm like, you know, I'm going to swipe her left.
Well, it's funny.
I don't really know why I did that.
She's prettier than me. Left.
Yeah, I did. I swiped a girl left that was prettier than me because I'm like, I can't have you, you know, competing. I have what I'm working with right here.
Yeah.
It's what I've got, and I can't have this extra competition. So I need you to, you know, move on and be with someone in your own league.
Again, a guy's like, oh, that guy, no, I don't want to hang out with him. So I, you know,
he's not my kind of guy.
He's too much of a babe for me.
He's a looker.
Yeah.
Look at that mustache. No.
I can't be at a pool party with this guy.
There's girls on there that I'm like, I don't see you like fitting in with my group, you know?
Because you're going to bring them around your other friends.
Have you made any girlfriends?
I've really just started like talking. I haven't met up with anybody, but why not?
In the beginning stages?
Yeah, we're just, you know, we're trying to take it slow. But why not? If a girl's new to town, I can be her friend.
I love that. I've done that before.
I love that.
That's a really intimidating thing to
move
to.
It is. It's hard to make friends.
You know, a city that you've never been in.
I'm telling you.
Jason and Kenzie were two of my first friends here.
Yeah.
I had a couple college like acquaintances that lived here, but it was difficult to make friends at first. Really is.
But I just introduced JC to all my homeboys, and he, boom.
Yeah, we click.
Click just like.
You stole know, all your know friends?
No, we didn't steal any friends.
JC stole all of them. Yeah, they hang out with him now because he's a cool guy.
No,
but they're coming back to me because JC's married now with two kids.
I'm so boring.
Yeah, boring. Yeah.
They always loop back around.
I still have fun.
Obviously, you got a new tattoo that you didn't tell us about.
I didn't even notice.
I've had this for like 3 weeks. I told you guys.
I didn't know. I knew you were thinking about getting another tattoo, but I'm sitting here and I just see Sharpie on your arm and I'm like, what is that? And you're like, oh no, I got it.
Oh no, my son had been, the story, my son had been working on his drawing and he started drawing hearts. And I guess he got good enough to the point where I was having a bad day and it was the anniversary of my grandma's death. And I was in the room like I normally am, and he saw that I was getting emotional, and he walked in, and he left right away, and comes back like a couple minutes later, and he has a little piece of paper, and he had drawn a heart with his letter C on it, because we're teaching him to write his name.
Aww.
So he made, and he goes, here, Papa. I said, what's this? And he goes, it's because you're sad.
Aww.
And so he had him, and that was one of the best memories I'm going to have with my son, so I decided to get it put right there next to his little handprint.
There you go.
To close out the tattoo stuff.
Wrong with that.
That's my little tattoo story.
Well, now you have to get one that Chloe made her. She'll get jealous.
Yeah, she's still not in that. Not in the drawing.
You don't want to get anything she drew on?
No, I will. But she's, see, Chloe's two, Kaysen's four, so the difference between their drawings is way.
Yeah, you got a little while.
Yeah, she got 2 years.
It's just funny, like, the different life I'm living from you.
Yeah.
It hit me at a baby shower this weekend, or a bridal shower this weekend, and there's a couple girls there that are around my same age, and they're like, oh, I got to go. Like, one of my kids is doing this, and the other one's doing this, and I just sat there and I let it all sink in, and I thought, at 4 a.m. this morning, I was drunk and I got bit by a pig. And you were feeding your baby.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Elena, welcome to like being hungover and bye bye baby before you go to a baby shower.
You got bit by a pig.
Is that a man pig or real life? Pig.
It's a pig. No, like a pig.
Pig.
Like a pig. On the back of my leg, I got a bruise and a cut.
Where was the pig?
My friend's apartment. His name's Bacon.
This is like, it's so nonchalant. Like, well.
Your life is so awesome.
I want to hang out with Elena.
Yeah, Elena's got pigs and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, just get on Bumble and match me. Be my friend.
I will.
I gotta swipe right on you, though.
I'm already her friend, JC.
I know, but I want to get confirmation on Bumble to make sure we're good.
Hang out at somebody's apartment and a pig bites you.
I know. Last night was the season finale of The Bachelor.
Yep.
Shanna wrote us and said, did you guys already talk about The Bachelor? Not yet, Shanna.
Not yet.
We're about to. We know who wins.
Oh, my God.
And we know who the new Bachelorette is.
Y'all can fill me in.
Yeah, for me, too.
I missed it.
We'll fill you
in.
It
was so good.
There was a lot of mistakes by Ben yesterday. We'll talk about them next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about 15 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank Round 2.
All right.
It's Kids Edition. Earlier, Boston Marie, cute little six-year-old, won $75 to go to the movies.
She was so excited.
Can you imagine winning $75 when you're six?
No.
That's so much money.
I'd like to win it right now.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I buy so many milk duds.
But we have a whole different range of toys for a different age group. We'll tell you when to call and what age group we're looking for in about 15 minutes. But right now, we got to get into this Bachelor.
All right. Last night was the finale, correct?
The finale. You got Lauren B. I don't even think you need to call her Lauren B. Lauren.
No, Lauren.
She's the only one left. I don't know why they still put the B on her name.
Lauren Bushnell.
That's her name?
It's Bushnell? Lauren Higgins.
Well, and then you got JoJo, Jenna's close buddy.
Well, we're friends. I wouldn't say we're like best friends. I wish we were closer friends. She's adorable.
BFFs is what I'm being told
BFFs.
You and JoJo are.
Yeah.
Have you seen her during this season of The Bachelor? And she's kept it pretty quiet.
Oh, for sure.
She
for
has.
Sure. Yeah, because I've asked her, I'm like, let me know when you want to come on the show. And she's like, I'm not allowed. Yeah, because they're not allowed to do it contractually. They hold them down.
Because we were talking, and I was asking Jenna, I was like, do you think JoJo wins? Do you think Lauren bees? And she goes, I honestly cannot tell you because.
Oh, I was pretty certain I knew she didn't win.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Based upon the way she was acting around town.
No, just because I thought that she didn't seem emotional when I saw her. You know? Like she didn't seem heartbroken when I saw her a couple months ago.
And our theory was, as of yesterday, that Kayla was going to be the next Bachelorette.
The
girl that got eliminated last week, third place.
She got dumped twice.
Twice. Yeah, we'll fill you in on who's going to be the Bachelorette. Is it Kayla or is it somebody else? We don't know. We'll tell you in a second. But Lauren was the first one to meet Ben's parents because that's the big thing for this episode. The girls get to meet the parents. Only two of them get to do that.
All right.
And Lauren hung out with Ben's parents, and she talked to Ben's mom about Ben beating himself up, which was the theme of the episode.
Ben said a couple times, like, I feel like this is too good to be true. And it's when he said that, I had been feeling the exact same way. How is it that I'm fallen in love with this man who's, like, seemingly perfect, I guess?
We'll talk some more later. No.
But we haven't had to face anything really, really difficult and then get through that together. If Ben and I do spend a life together, how could I most help him as a partner and just, how could I help him through that and be supportive?
He can get pretty intense. He can get pretty worked up. I think it will take a special person to be patient with him in those times, to talk him off the ledge. It's not all about the rosy and the wonderful.
If anybody knows how to help Ben out, it's going to be the mom. The moms always know how the sons work. But, I mean, that's a pretty
I've never in my life found
question.
Myself asking my boyfriend's
so
mom
how can
for
I love
advice.
Your son more?
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Teach me
how to love
your son.
That's an awkward question to ask the mother of the guy you want to marry.
Because this is so fake.
It is.
It's all so fake and contrived.
After Lauren met the parents, she wanted to let Ben know, hey, I'm all in, homeboy.
Getting married for me is like a big commitment. It's like I'm going to do that one time my whole life, like once.
And there's more of that.
Yeah, we all think that. I love that naivete going into marriage number one.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it twice.
Marriage?
Just go ahead.
I'm just going to say it to be different. I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up getting married twice.
Are not in your favor.
Even though I'm a little bit older now, if I'm just getting started.
I was 35,
at least
36 when I got married.
That's why I don't want a wedding. I'm pretty sure there's going to be two of them.
I feel if you just took the middle of each of Lauren's words, we could get along.
She's a growler.
She is a growler. Mm. It was getting to me last night.
I don't know. If you watch anyone on TV like that, you're going to pick them apart.
Mm. Well, not JoJo. JoJo seemed to talk normal. Just like let your voice come out all the way. But JoJo was second to get to talk to Ben's mom.
Uh-oh. Right? How'd this go?
Okay, here you go.
He makes me feel safe, and I feel protected with him. And I haven't felt that before. So, and every
it's interesting that you would say that you would use the word safe. You said the same thing about you during it. He described to us that you are always the first to just kind of bring him to that calm place, that safe place. And in the meantime, they'll have great fun and laugh, and it sounds like you do that too.
That's my favorite thing about Ben.
Based on she did it too, actually.
Okay, so your son needs help being talked off a ledge a lot, so obviously JoJo would have been the better choice.
Oh, the mom will definitely like JoJo more.
Kelly, out of the two girls, she picked JoJo. She liked both girls, but definitely
JoJo.
JoJo.
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, exactly.
You could tell the parents loved JoJo just because you could tell that.
You could tell she said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. Their connection was a little bit stronger.
She said it. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's going to be an interesting Thanksgiving this year.
I know, right?
Yeah.
How do you know if you're safe if nothing's happened?
What has he protected you from?
You're safe from helicopter rides, and you're safe from fantasy dates.
Because it's just the way someone makes you feel.
You're safe because you went to this exotic. You're safe when you come home from work, and, hey, baby, I got laid off today.
Yeah.
I need a hug. That's when you need somebody to make you feel safe. But that's not
when you walk into your car at night, and the bad man is staring at you.
Because she's 24 years old.
Gotta keep that in consideration.
Yeah, I know. I just, the whole thing.
Ben's mom did have an unintentional, but it was an awkward line. Let's see if you can pick it out here.
I hate the fact that at this point in time, he still doesn't know who to plant his stake with.
Oh, come on, JC. Don't be a fifth grader all your
life. It's not. This is the line that a lot of people are laughing at.
Everybody knows
what
I know. Meant. You know, stake your claim. This is where I want to build my roots.
We know what she meant, but it was an awkward line.
Oh,
Twitter had fun.
Turning anything into an awkward line.
Twitter had fun with that one.
I'm sure Twitter did.
It was a fun line. I chuckled when I heard it the first time. Because why not? Also, Ben and JoJo went to the bathroom. Because
they did what?
First, JoJo asked Ben a pretty pressing question. This is a question JoJo had for Ben.
It's been so perfect. Like everything. Like from the moment I saw you.
No, this is it.
What is it about you and I that you struggle with and you see a doubt or concern in? Honest. Please be honest.
Fair question.
Yeah. This isn't going to help. I don't have one.
Oh.
And don't roll your eyes.
I mean...
I don't have one. And I wish I could, and I wish I'd have tried to find something with either relationship that would make it clear. There's not a concern. I wish there was one.
Okay, now let's recap so far how Ben has treated JoJo this episode. His mom loves her.
Okay.
She seems to connect best with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
He says to his parents and to JoJo, you are my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
From the get-go, I feel like you're my best friend. I've found my best friend on this thing.
Okay.
What do we struggle with? Nothing. There's nothing we struggle with. Everything is going great in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So
editors also want you to think he's going to pick JoJo.
Exactly. I mean, so a lot of this could be editing as well.
Yes.
But he didn't call Lauren his best friend at all this season.
Well, some people don't want to go to bed every night with their best friend. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe a best friend's great, but best friend also implies kind of platonic.
Yeah. You could look at it that
You'd
way
like
if you want
to
feel better about
it. Your life partner's going to be your best friend, but, you know, that's not always the case. Yeah.
So after that, JoJo thinks it's getting too real and doesn't want the cameras around, so she pulls Ben over to the bathroom.
Well, there you go.
And they shut the door.
That's sexy.
Luckily for us, Ben was still mic'd up, so we get to hear what they're saying.
Of course. She knew that.
On the bathroom floor.
I don't know. Do you not want me to tell you this?
No, I do. I just feel foolish. Like, it felt like for me, it's like I thought, no, wait, listen. I feel like to me, what I think about you, it's something so special.
No,
I don't.
What?
I just want it to be me and you. I feel like I always have to compete with people. I'm tired of competing.
Real. Let one of them actually use the bathroom while the other one's in there.
Closed captioning.
Basically, what she was at, she asked if he told Lauren that he loved her as well. And that's what broke her heart.
She's upset it wasn't special.
I feel like I'm always competing. You signed up on a competition show.
Yeah.
You were competing for one.
From Jump Street.
Stupid.
From Jump Street.
You suddenly realize when you're down to the final two, I'm always competing.
You competed to even get on the show.
You signed up for this.
It's a competition show.
It's all about winning.
Yep.
Is it dating
off.
Competing? Everything's competing.
Yeah,
you're
always
trying to find a mate.
Well,
it's always going to be like
this. This is different. A reality show. I don't know.
This is competing on steroids.
Yeah, 100%.
So the whole time they're leading us to think JoJo is the best mate for Ben. The whole show.
See, I don't think so.
I felt like that was the
feeling.
I think
it's more Lauren. I think Lauren's less feisty.
No, she is, probably.
And so I think that's better for Ben.
Right.
I think Ben wanted to hook up with JoJo because JoJo's hot.
Yeah, she's feisty.
She's hot.
He's
curious,
but he's thinking.
He was attracted to her. Exactly.
I need somebody a little bit more vanilla.
Well, it's like every time JoJo showed up, Ben wanted her not to look right. And every time she showed up, you could see his face. I was like, damn, JoJo. Looking right again. Back at it again with the romper. Because she does. She's a beautiful girl. And, and they do click. But Lauren is
vanilla.
Vanilla. And Ben
needs
is
that.
Very vanilla. And but JoJo's...
I bet she's not even... I bet she's like lactose free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's so vanilla, she is lactose free.
Okay.
The ultimate.
I think the last two seasons, the first one to walk up was the one that won. I think, if I remember correctly.
I know what?
Know why you're dissecting it that way.
Because you try to see like how they're doing this. So
they always do
they
that.
They switch it up on you.
No, they don't switch it up. It's always been...
The first, right?
The first one's let go. And then the second one's
not
the winner.
Always.
No, last season the first one won.
Oh my gosh, what does it matter?
Wait, but how? No, and then they just let her go off to the side, and then
no, he's saying he proposes before he breaks the other one's heart. Yeah, or just chronologically on the show.
Right, so they change it up this time.
But the way they air it,
no, it's been different before.
Yeah, it's been different.
I don't recall it being different, but I don't pay that much attention.
First one up, you could always see it in their face. First one up was JoJo, and you could already tell from Ben's face.
Well, he said the girl that's coming next, I have to let go.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
I just want you to know that I love you with all my heart, and I trust you, and I'm never gonna run from this.
I came into this not knowing
who you are.
Sorry about that. I was gonna find love. I found it with you,
but
I found it with somebody else more. Oh, nothing about this.
Probably. I mean, I really put my heart so far out there for you because I trusted you. For you to tell me how in love you were with me.
And the feelings haven't changed. JoJo gets the raw end of this deal. JoJo leaves hurting, and I have to say goodbye to a woman who doesn't deserve it. I'm about to get on one knee and ask a woman to marry me. And I was confused about that because of JoJo.
Thanks, JoJo.
Because that's how much I love her.
You never thought this would happen. He said that he wouldn't ever blindside me, but I feel very blindsided right now. And I wish I could, hate him or be really mad at him, but I can't. I was getting my heart broken, and I still didn't want to see him cry.
He did that all wrong, didn't he? That's not what you want to hear as a girl. Do you want to hear that? When you're getting broken up with, I still love you.
No,
nothing
there's
wrong.
No closure there. Yeah. No. We need to have that door slammed in your face.
I don't love you. I love her. Fine. That hurts. Let me walk away.
Yeah. But he said that, and then he keeps going with, I still love you. Everything's real.
No, that's not fair.
That's a dude covering his butt. You know, that's a really wimpy way to break somebody's heart.
First of all, don't let her get all ready and get in that helicopter.
That's the show, baby.
Why do you watch?
I don't know. I don't care if it's a show. It's just about treating people the right way. And you have the power.
No, they made them do that.
They've done it before where the guy will break up with the girl so she doesn't have to go through the embarrassment of getting shut down on national television.
Rose.
Yes, they have.
Who?
They have dumped the person before. They've done it in the past.
Where? Who?
I just think he was so...
Who?
I don't remember names.
You don't come with an inflammatory statement like that.
You got to have an example if you're going to say that.
I'm not going to remember Lauren B's name in about 6 months. I forget these people's names. But you could do... You're the bachelor. If you don't want to do this tour, you can say, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm going to break up with her whenever I'm...
That's part of the show, man. If you don't want to do it, don't sign up.
You get very emotional over things that are all in editing. It's part of the reality show. They have to go along with some of the rules.
Chris Harrison promised us
the most dramatic
rose, final rose ever.
And it wasn't. I want to get back to the days where he says no to both of them. I hope JoJo does
that. I want
her to say no to everyone.
Or right? Both girls say no.
That was Brad Womack.
I love
that.
I love that.
So Lauren got the ring. She says yes, happy for them. Everything's cool. So who is the next bachelorette? Here you go.
She is a woman who the entire country fell in love with, and I know you're all hoping she is able to fall in love again. So I would like to please welcome our new bachelorette, JoJo.
That's cold.
JoJo is your bachelorette. Sorry, Kayla.
Yay. That's cold because cameras were spotted filming Kayla at home. But this happened also to Ari Lewandyke. When he was going to be the next bachelor, but Chris Soules had a surge in popularity, and they switched it on Ari. They'd already done all the pre-package and everything. Sean Lowe told us that. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened to Kayla. They were doing all the pre-package stuff because they start filming ASAP.
Yeah.
So
this thing takes weeks and weeks.
JoJo's way more popular.
So Kayla got dumped
twice. Poor Kayla. And she's such a nice girl.
After the executives came out and they were saying that they were going to give more diversity to the show, they're going to have a more diverse bachelorette.
No.
Speaking of Ari Lewandyke, Kelly Raspberry, Emily Maynard dumped Ari Lewandyke before the final rose and didn't make him walk and do the embarrassment of telling her and
proposing
to
her. We're not talking about the bachelorette. We're talking about the bachelor.
What I'm noticing is the girls are the ones because Desiree did it as well. So I guess the girls are the ones that say, you know, I'm not going to do that to the guy. I'm nice. I'm a good person.
They let Emily Maynard get away with murder because she was so popular with her story. You know, her fiance died in the race car crash when the rumors were they weren't really engaged. That's the rumors. They just kind of said that at the end to save the family embarrassment.
Yeah.
That's real. You know about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she said, I'm not going to do all this stuff. I'm not going to get in hot tubs with men because my daughter's watching. I'm not going to do the fantasy suites because my daughter's watching.
And what happened?
She did the fantasy suite, so she didn't have cameras there.
That's right. We found that out later.
They let her bend so many rules. They even moved the Bachelorette Mansion to her hometown so she could be at home with her daughter.
Oh, I know. She got the royal treatment.
Murder.
And she ended up with some random guy now.
Some
had a baby
random.
With him. Didn't even work. Her loss is Jenna's gain, though. I'll let your boy party.
Did you meet him on Raya?
No, she just met him through a dude.
Yeah, a match made through a friend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you did. You know.
Well, I hear this music playing in the background.
Oh, Al, that means it's round two of Beat the Bang.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure all those kids enjoyed listening to The Bachelor talk after your mom watched it last night. Okay, this round we're looking for ages 13 to 17, and we're looking for a girl.
A girl, all right.
We're looking for a girl between the ages of 13 and 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kelly, what number would you like?
I'm going to throw a little twist on it and say 17.
Ooh. Caller number 17, you get to play Beat the Bank Kids Edition next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Kids.
Oh, man.
Beat the Kids. Bas Mitzvah. Sweet 16, Ken Senyara, Purity Ring, Beat the Kids.
You know what?
We're not giving any of those away.
Much better.
We're not giving any of them away.
No, we're not.
You might get a Purity Ring. You know, how do you know?
No. What kid's going to yell stop on that?
A good one.
Oh, stop.
Al saying fa, F-A, like four.
Beat for Kids.
Yeah, not the, just in case.
I would say Beat the Kids.
Of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't.
Come on.
All right, we were looking for a girl between the ages of 13 and 17 because that's, you know, what we
need.
That's what the prizes are for.
Yeah, there you go.
Call number 17 was Justice Cotton. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Justice.
You doing great? You have spring break this week?
No, I'm actually standing in front of my school right now.
Oh, nice. What grade are you in?
I'm in 8th grade.
8th grade, so you're 14,
great year.
Right?
8th grade's a great year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Such a great year before high school.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you know?
Not really, but I kind of want to be a singer.
A singer.
Oh. Yes. Maybe one day you can come in and sing for us, Justice.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know. We might discover you, but right now we just want to give you a cool prize. This is Beat the Bank. We're going to put you inside the toy vault, okay? Now, all the prices are going to start low, and they'll get better the longer you stay in there. But if you stay in there too long and that vault closes on you, Justice, you will win nothing, okay?
Okay.
You got to make sure you yell stop for us, and that's what prize you will win. Yes, Al.
What does an 8th grade girl want right now? That was for you, Justice.
Yeah, what would
Hello?
You like? What are you looking forward to possibly winning, Justice?
A new cell phone.
See, that's a good prize.
That would be. We don't know what's in the vault.
But
so.
We don't know.
Just ask it.
Yeah.
That was a good question, Al.
Thank you, Kelly.
Great question. All right, Justice. Well, we don't know if that phone's in there. You know, that's up to you to hang in there as long as you can.
Yeah.
But let's get ready to play
Beat the Bank!
Kids Edition.
$50 Starbucks gift card. $100 in cash.
Ooh.
Beats by Dre headphones. Justin Bieber concert tickets.
Justice.
Maybe she does not like Justin Bieber.
No Justice, no peas, no beebs.
Justice and Justin would have been a good
Justice,
song.
Are you there?
Justice?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you say stop?
Maybe she's not a Justin fan.
Not a big Justin.
Justice?
Not really a big Justin fan.
Not a fan of Beats by Dre?
Wow.
Hey.
She was holding out for that cell phone.
Hey, she was holding out for the cell phone. She was
Which
hoping
it wasn't there because we don't
there
know.
This time.
That's okay.
Hey, Justice, you know what? You hung in there tough. Oh, I'll give you that.
Okay. Like a boss.
Have a great day at school.
Zero chill right there. Justice is a boss status.
Thanks for playing, Justice.
Yeah, you know what?
Win some, lose some.
Not a big Justin Bieber fan.
That was pretty funny. Justice, thank you so much for playing. Oh, man. She held in there.
You know, that's okay.
She seems okay with
so
it.
So we're saying that I can have those Justin Bieber tickets?
No, we're not saying that. What we're saying is that we're probably going to have to just throw them into another toy vault.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
because we're going to have to get rid of these Justin Bieber tickets.
Apparently, she hasn't gone online to find out the price of Justin Bieber tickets.
Right. And the resale on that would have been pretty high.
Get a cell phone.
Oh, man.
Goodbye. Yeah. Sell them. Get a cell
phone. That's all right. Okay. You know, I've never had an experience where somebody was so okay with losing before.
Hey,
she's really okay with
it. She took it all right.
Yeah.
That's good for her later in life because a lot of disappointments are coming. Yeah. And so now we know how she deals with stuff like that.
Her parents are raising her well.
That's right. It's like life goes on.
Hey.
In the big scheme of things.
Didn't win it this
losing
time.
Losing Justin Bieber tickets is not that big of a deal.
And she'll probably feel better if we put that back and then some person who likes Justin.
That's exactly right.
Rich parents, I think.
Thank you, Justice, for doing that.
You taught us all a lesson today.
Yeah, you're better than we are. That was great.
Yeah.
That was great. We'll play again tomorrow, twice a day.
No Justice, no Beef.
We're playing a little earlier now. We're playing at 6:50 and 7:50 Central.
Sounds good.
We'll have some more toys, and hopefully somebody eventually will win those Justin Bieber tickets this week.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here's one of our favorite bits. Does that make me crazy? And it's one of those where people are actually, they're sad if we say they're not crazy. It's like you want to make it to the Hall of Fame, but does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Like the lady that makes sure she uses all the plates in the cupboards to make sure that their feelings don't
get
hurt.
That is like the only one that you
That's
ever
my favorite
reference.
One. Which one's your favorite, Kelly?
My favorite is the man who thought the word lotion rhymed with boyfriend.
That's Big Al, man.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
Because there is no word lotion.
No.
But you know what? The message was conveyed.
Yeah.
My favorite is a lady I think we saw while we were on the Raspberry Road trip that keeps dead skin in the box.
Yes.
We finally met her, huh?
And we finally met her.
Yeah. She keeps, like, when she peels skin off.
Sunburned skin.
Keeps it in a box.
I love peeling sunburned skin.
That's crazy.
I seriously love it. When you get, like, a really big one.
I'm not a peeler.
No? Oh, man, I love those.
Not a peeler.
Give us a call with yours. Does that make me crazy? 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can also text at that same number.
Yeah, we have a couple text messages right here.
Okay.
Like this one. I listen to Kesha and Taylor Swift. Oh, by the way, I'm a 29-year-old male bodybuilder who listens to them while I work out. In between metal songs, does that make me crazy?
I don't know. A lot of guys listen to questionable music.
Yeah.
But so do I. I mean, you'd be surprised if I always worried my headphone jack's going to pop out and my music's going to be blaring.
Right.
You're like, what is she listening to?
I don't think that makes you crazy. I think
whatever gets you hyped up.
Whatever gets you hyped up. We're all going to be thinking you're listening to metal anyways.
What is this workout thing you guys are talking about?
You did it, Al. You won your competition. You know what it is. Sometimes I turn my AC all the way up in my car so it feels like I'm driving a convertible. Does that make me crazy? Now, that makes you pretty smart, actually.
Yeah.
Convertibles are expensive.
They are expensive.
Let's go to the phones here.
All right.
Oh, speaking of skin.
Speaking of skin.
Hey, Katie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are y'all?
Good.
Oh, we're doing awesome.
Come on.
You have a very weird, does that make me crazy for us, I hear.
Gross.
Yeah, whenever I take a shower after I'm done, I use like a pumice stone to get all my dead skin off of my feet, and then I save it in a little box, and I've been doing that for about a year, and then I accidentally spilt it, and then I have to start over from scratch. Does that make me crazy?
But what is the purpose of keeping it?
Yeah, what do you want to keep?
What is the ultimate goal? Are you going to make like a sculpture out of dead skin cells?
I don't know what it is. I save it, and then I just think it's like cool to see how much I get off of my feet. I don't know what it is.
It is pretty interesting.
I don't know. I'm not going to make anything out of it. It's
after just, a year.
I like to keep it.
You can make your own foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Imagine if you saved all your hair from haircuts.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
You'd have so much hair.
So much hair.
Oh.
Yeah, same thing.
Or shaving, you know, just in general.
I'm going to say crazy, Katie. I'm going to go with crazy.
Al, for you, I'm going to save my leg hair.
Awesome.
I'm going to say it's crazy, too. That's two crazies.
I'm thinking crazy,
it's
honey.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, good deal. Got our first crazy of the day.
Dead foot skin is crazy and gross.
Sorry you spilt it, Katie.
Oh.
Man, working so hard to work up that collection.
What's next?
We have Rebecca, 11 years old, on the phone with us. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Very good.
What All do right. you do that makes you crazy, Rebecca?
I eat steamed broccoli with ketchup. It's the only way that I will eat any vegetables.
With ketchup.
With ketchup. Mm-hmm. All right.
If you would have said with ranch, I would not call you crazy. But ketchup makes you crazy.
That's nutty.
It is. Nutty and fruitcake.
I know people that do this, Rebecca.
Really?
Broccoli and ketchup?
Yeah.
Never heard of
such a college girlfriend. That's how she always ate. She ate ketchup on salad.
Yeah. Well, mixed mayonnaise, you got Thousand Island.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and call you crazy,
I think
Rebecca.
You're pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Scream contest thing?
The what?
The Scream?
The Scream contest last year.
Yeah.
What was the Scream contest, Rebecca? Remind us.
That scary haunted house.
What about it?
Yeah, what was it?
What
is those tickets, and I didn't last 5 minutes in there.
Oh, you didn't last 5 minutes in the scary
yeah.
house? Yeah. Did you have to scream to win it?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you give us a little taste of that again?
To tell my mom
because
she's still asleep.
Oh, okay, don't
okay,
do
that's
it.
Okay, that's okay.
Don't wake your mom up. She'll think yeah. something bad's happening.
You have... It should be on your website.
Okay, we'll go.
Find
okay.
it. We'll
Thank
find
you, Rebecca.
It.
Okay, we'll find
Have a great
it.
Day.
at, least she's at least she's eating broccoli.
I have to tell my mom because she's sleeping.
All right.
I love that. This one's from the text. I can't eat Lucky Charms because the cereal, not the marshmallows, are shaped like cat food. Does that make me crazy?
Totally get that.
Now that you mention it,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I eat all the marshmallows if I have it.
Oh, I save them till the end.
And don't feed your dog Fruity Pebbles because it makes their poop different colors.
That's cool.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, like, dogs well, it poop what they eat.
Yeah.
I mean,
you oh, we all do.
Poop tinsel.
It's not just it's not just
Maybe
dogs.
Christmas decorations.
Yeah. All right. Connor, how you're buying your first house, huh?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations,
Congrats,
man.
Big time.
Thank you.
That's not crazy.
Yeah, what is crazy?
Well, when I'm on my my home search, I'm looking for a place that has a big room that I can leave completely empty so that I can just have it for the sole purpose of pacing and thinking. Does that make me crazy?
Pacing?
Okay. Pacing?
A pace room.
A pacing
room. And thinking.
Yeah, my pace room.
You pace a lot?
I don't have a problem
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, I pace and think a lot.
I don't have a problem with that because some people set up a room for yoga only
yeah.
or meditation.
Why not?
That's your form of meditation is pacing and thinking. I don't have a problem with that.
What does are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm going to be married though in August.
Oh yeah, you're going to do a lot of pacing.
What does your fiance think about the pacing room?
Weird. I mean, just super weird.
Yeah, it is weird, but I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. If you can afford the house to have your own kind of room, I think we should all have whatever special selfish room we want.
Yeah.
That's cool crazy, Connor.
All right, I'm a cool crazy.
Yeah.
You are. I like it.
You and your pacing room. That's dope.
I thought at first it said painting, you know, so they could just like paint like wild in there.
Oh, yeah. That would be a cool
That's
room, too.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. This one from the text. I make the bed perfectly before I go to bed, but I don't make it when I wake up. Does that make me crazy? Drive my husband nuts. Yes.
She makes the bed when she goes to sleep.
Right before she goes to sleep, she makes it perfectly.
I like the nice bed.
Yeah, it's something about getting into a bed that's been made. The sheets are straight. I can't speak all of a sudden.
Right.
Yeah.
There's something about that. I get that.
Yeah.
You don't have time in the morning.
Yeah.
You're rushing. I get it.
I just don't even like making my bed because you're just going to make it all messy
anyways. But getting in a messy bed makes you feel...
Gross?
Gross, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. If it weren't for my wife, I would never make my bed.
Yeah.
My wife's the one that likes making it. Let's take one right here from Leah. Leah, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? We would love to hear yours.
Well, I like to, when I get off of work, because I'm around a lot of people where I work, and when I get right into my car and I close the door, the first thing I do is rip a huge fart.
Oh.
And my favorite thing is when my coworkers are leaving too and they're waving to me, I love waving to them as I'm farting, and there they have no idea. It's very liberating. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. Oh, Leah.
Oh. I'm not commenting on that.
It makes
one.
You a dude.
Leah.
Oh, my gosh.
You're waving at your coworkers as you're doing
yes.
this?
Oh, and they're probably going, oh, look, she must look so relaxed. She's going home for the day.
How gassy are you?
She holds it in all day.
That happens.
Because she holds it in at an office.
If I hold one in, it just goes away. I mean, I just don't understand.
No, you got to release it eventually.
Like 5 hours later.
To walk to my car, that little bit of exercise, yeah. Just my stomach's going, oh, you're
what
exercise.
Are you eating?
That's when you crop dust, huh?
Walking yeah. makes you gassy?
All right. Hey, Leah, you want to give a shout out to where you work?
Well, I teach at a prison.
Oh, this is getting better.
What do you teach?
I teach for the GED.
Oh, okay.
Wow. A good enough diploma.
The funniest thing about that is I tell my students, yeah, if I have to fart, I'll walk out of the classroom. I would never do it. Never.
Never?
I really do have to hold it because they'll go right outside and... and they wave their pants when they're done because they don't want to bring it back into the classroom. But no.
Leah, couldn't you just go to like the gas chamber or something?
Well, you have to go to the bathroom because that's really the only place is the gas bathroom. But no one is around because there's a clerk in the office. And so there's really, and there's officers in the hall. So I couldn't step outside.
All right. Thank you, Leah. Oh, that's going to be remembered forever.
That's one of my top three least favorite words in the vocabulary. I know it is.
What are the two other ones? Let's guess. Moist is one of them.
No.
Oh, really?
Ointment.
GD and MF. Oh. Hate those. And the fart. F word. That's my F word. Hate that word.
Tooting.
That's why I can't even control
the F tooting word is your F word.
See, the word doesn't bother me, but the topic does.
Hate that word.
You don't like hearing about it?
No, I don't know. It's just not something I deal with on a daily basis, and it's just gross to me.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I don't know. That's just one of those things.
And controlling it to that extent.
I don't know. It's just not something I ever want. That's like one thing I just don't want to talk about.
No. Yeah, I don't want my woman. Yeah, I don't want to think about my woman doing it.
Do you think she does that out?
No, my woman doesn't. She'd never.
No.
I'll have her back on that. Yeah, she doesn't.
I never have. I never have.
The only woman that does that is Leah. The only woman we know that does that.
Exactly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.